USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of Mariupol says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the Russian siege of the Ukrainian port city. It has seen some of the bloodiest attacks since the start of Russia's invasion in late February. Mayor Vadim Bozhenko said the death toll could surpass 20,000. Meanwhile, U.S. officials pointed to new indications that the Kremlin is preparing for a major offensive in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region after Russian forces failed in their initial drive to capture Kyiv. President Biden highlighted the Justice Department's efforts to crack down on ghost guns, firearms that are assembled from parts that have no serial numbers. They have been appearing more in violent crimes as of late. He promises the new forthcoming regulations will save lives. Technology stocks sank the market as the Dow lost 413 points, a more than 1% drop. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Philadelphia is the first major American city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate after a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections. The city health commissioner says she wants to hold off a potential new wave driven by the BA2 subvariant of Omicron, which has become the dominant strain of the coronavirus in the U.S. recently. The mask mandate will be enforced starting on Monday. The Biden administration has asked the federal appeals court to clear a procedural hurdle that remained after a court win and allow it to resume enforcement of a vaccine mandate for federal employees. A divided Fifth Circuit panel reversed the ruling by a federal judge in Texas. It said last week that Feds for Medical Freedom should have pursued internal avenues prior to filing its lawsuit. Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires sparked by its aging power lines in Northern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
An Idaho judge ruled that a mother accused of conspiring to kill her children, her estranged husband, and a lover's wife is now mentally competent to stand trial on some charges. Lori Vallow Daybell and her new husband, Chad Daybell, face several charges in a complicated case involving allegations of bizarre spiritual beliefs and doomsday predictions. Prosecutors have said they espouse the religious beliefs in an effort to encourage or justify the murders. The case has been on hold for months after a judge ordered Lori Daybell to a mental facility. A part of the federal government's nuclear waste repository in New Mexico was evacuated over the weekend after workers handling a shipping container discovered a small amount of radioactive waste inside it. No indications of airborne contamination, and workers' hands and feet turned up negative for contamination after the discovery was made. Officials confirmed that the shipment was packed and sent from Idaho National Laboratory, but they were trying to find out the source of the liquid. Krispy Kreme doing their part to ease the pain at the pump.
The chain announcing in the new deal they'll set a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday from April 13th to May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. AAA putting Monday's average at $4.11 a gallon. A dozen of glazed donuts usually goes for around $10. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.